only been allowed 2 hours to cover 80 amendments, and that was never going to work. So I think the government were very aware Joe doing what he did was never going to change the outcome, and I think it was a very calculated risk and a very calculated decision. I think the proof of the pudding is we're now in a situation where we really cannot afford this government to be presiding over our Donegal homes and those down that western seaboard for a day longer than what's absolutely avoidable. So I think where we are today is that Joe deciding to vote as he's going to vote prolongs this government in power, and by prolonging this government in power, he's prolonging the misery of these Mica affected homeowners, because we have absolutely no confidence, and I'm well on record at this point in saying that this was the last go for this government as far as we were concerned. You know, they already had a failed 90-10 scheme, 12 houses out of the 7,000 houses that need addressed. 12 houses have been done since January 2020 when the scheme opened. We're now in a situation where we had Part B of this enhanced scheme. They already announced it with a sliding scale in end of November last year. This was the time to get it right. This is what we worked in earnest for over the last 6 months. And they've let us down here by withdrawing what was going to be elements that could have been added to make it right. And they've withdrawn all of that. They have rammed it through. And now we have our TDs in Donegal going to come along and say, no, yeah, we still support this government. So for a Mica homeowner anywhere, or a Pyrite homeowner anywhere, to listen to this, it's just another knife in the back, and that's how it feels. And it's one thing to say, we support you and we hear you and all the rest, and empathise and sympathise with us. The reality is, in the few occasions where it comes to make a real difference, this could have been it, and this is going to be sadly missed again, and we're going to have this government still continuing on after this vote of no confidence. That just leaves homeowners back to square one. It feels like another knife in the back.